This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay. It's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off tonight by saying good evening to Michael K.
Do you like Peter?
No, I don't. He's a jerk.
And then, if it's all right, I would like to say good evening to Don.
I mean, he married a woman named Turquoise.
Anything else there, Anthony?
Chuck Lorre makes a really nice sitcom.
Yeah. He does.
Let's hear the moment where Michael shifted the Orlovsky interview to the way he dresses.
Dan, Peter Rosenberg really down on the fact that you wear the white soled shoes with beautiful suits. I think he's addressed this with you on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's my thing. So,
what did I say that was wrong?
Well, two things. One, here's how you know that you're a fraud, a phony, bad guy, gutless. I've never even used the term to describe it as white soled. That's you. That's how you describe it because you feel the same way.
But they're not sneakers. They're white sole shoes. They're not sneakers.
My point
they're not
is,
wearing like Nikes. They're wearing white sole shoes.
My point is that's not how I verbalize it. That's how you would verbalize it. And so you
and
actually...
And I owned it later on. I had to set it up like that. You're the one who wanted to address it. I got you there.
And we're getting towards the end of the interview, and Michael wanted you to have ownership of it, so he brought it up.
And if I had said it, then you would have said, oh, you stole my act or something like that. You know what? You're a little phony. Maybe we take the rest of the week off. Take Friday off at least.
Yeah.
I may take both, you know, I'll be honest with you. You know what? I may stay off the airplane till Tuesday. That's how I feel right now. Tuesday-ish feels like a good time to come back.
Don, you hear that? You hear that? Cheering in the background by all the listeners?
Wow.
For
you know what? You know who we need to hear from instead? Maybe we'll all agree. Let's hear from Robert Saleh on the decision for the Jets to start Mike White this weekend against Buffalo.
We had a feeling on Monday with Saxony that he's not fully ready to go, and Mike obviously got all his strength back. He feels good. No residual effects from Thursday, so we're going with Mike.
Now, Robert was also asked, will Wilson be good to go next week?
We'll see. It is a 2 to 4 week injury, obviously, and he's trending in the right direction. We'll see how he practices this week, which was always the goal, and see how he feels coming out of this week.
Now, our friend Mike Greeny and them guys, they did it, was on the air earlier. You know, him, his producer, call screener, friends, family. And on Greeny, he was talking about how Saleh's creating a QB controversy that doesn't actually exist.
The answer to the question, who is your quarterback, the long-term quarterback decision, is Zach Wilson. That's it. That's the answer to the question. Zach is hurt. Mike White will play. When Zach is healthy, he's my quarterback again. That's the answer to the question. You don't have to mean it. You just have to say it. I feel like Saleh is such an honest guy. He just seems like a nice person. And I think he's just answering the question honestly, but I think this is a situation in which honesty is not the best policy.
Yeah, but he kind of explained that. Because what if Mike White goes off like 10 straight games and throws 400 yards? And Saleh said, I don't want to lie to you guys.
It's damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, but I guess the point is, if he's your guy, then the answer is he's my guy. You don't have to mean it. I think Greeny's right. Saleh is such a good guy, he has to realize that lying is part of the job. And so you're creating a controversy by letting us talk about and replaying you saying that he could win the job, that it is possible that he might continue to play as quarterback. Well, now you've created a controversy that could be completely squelched if he just said, Wilson's our guy. When Wilson's ready, he's going to play. And then you can lie about it if he goes out and throws for 450 yards and beats the Bills.
See, I tend to think that's the better approach. I'd rather have you end up having a little egg on your face and having lied to the media than do anything to make your guy, your true starter, feel away.
Aren't you then undercutting Mike White, though?
Who cares?
Honestly?
Well, maybe they care.
Well, they should.
So you're undercutting Wilson, so you don't undercut Mike White?
Maybe they think there's a chance. I don't think there is, that he is the real deal. I don't know. Maybe they do.
But if he's the real deal, listen, it's taken him till this long to start an NFL game. He can handle being undercut in a press conference.
But this comes to the whole, like, you know, you don't like lying, Michael. But this is the problem with telling the truth. He's created a quarterback controversy. Now he's painting a scenario in which Mike White can keep his job.
Yep.
It's over if Saleh just says no. As soon as Wilson's ready to play, he plays. And if Wilson throws for 400 yards and then Wilson plays the next week, hey, coach, what happened?
And he maybe he likes lighting a fire under Ken's butt.
Sorry?
Maybe he likes lighting a fire under Ken's butt.
Ken?
Who's Ken?
The Ken doll.
Oh. It's too soon.
It's not too soon. Zach Wilson looks like Ken.
I know, but it's too soon. That needs to become more of a thing before you start throwing
it out.
Well,
you know how it becomes a thing?
You know how it becomes a thing? This show makes it a thing.
Right.
Damn right.
And unfortunately, when you dropped the, you know, light a fire under Ken's butt, it was too soon. Because it hasn't become a thing yet. You mentioned it once on Monday. That's not enough. I love the show, Michael. But throwing it out one time doesn't make it a thing.
I think it does make it a thing. This show has a lot of traction.
It's unfortunate, too, because it would be that easy with Zach's beautiful girlfriend to call her Barbie, but I feel like that would be seen as disrespectful.
But you know what? His beautiful girlfriend doesn't look like Barbie. And I'm not saying it in a derogatory manner. Zach looks like Ken.
Let me look again.
It's almost identical. Looks like it came off an assembly line somewhere in, like, Indiana, wherever they make Ken dolls. He's got flawless, perfect skin, hair.
Now, I will say this. Michael manalizes more than anyone on earth. There's no doubt about it. He's one of the great manalizers in the business today. However, he's not wrong in the case of Zach. Zach looks like he walked out of a britches catalog. Although you can't say his girlfriend looks not like Barbie.
I think Odell's girlfriend looks more like Barbie.
Odell's girlfriend does look like Barbie.
I mean, a very, very shapely Barbie.
Right.
I think that's where he would go. But Zach Wilson, literally, I don't know how I would describe his hair, what's going on with it. It just, like, sits up. He's one of those, like, I just want to say this. This is important. I think I need a one-shot here. Stanford. This is important. A music, please, Anthony. I just want to say.
Boy, the band is on strike.
Band, hello. Hello.
There we go.
Thank you. I just want to say, and I think I speak on behalf of all three of us, but I'm the one who's going to be willing to say it. As someone who was born and bred a, shall I say, husky gentleman, I just want to say, if you're out there right now and you're between the ages of 14 and 22.
It's an 8-year gap.
Shut up, fatty. Time to move on.
And you're thin. You're naturally just thin. Your skin is clear. Your hair is perfect. When you shake your head, girls just look at you and go, oh. I just want to say, I hate you. I straight up hate you. I even have moments with my beautiful nephew, who I adore, who's so thin and good-looking at 13. And I look at him with love, but I also think, I hate you.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know. I can't identify with anything. Don, can you identify with an experience less than being a perfect-looking teenager? Or in the case of Zach, 22-year-old?
I mean, I had a pizza face. I was a foot taller than everybody else in my class. Yeah. I can't even comprehend it.
Your life is already so different. And you look at Zach, not only that, and then he throws the ball like a Herculean god. It's unbelievable the life this guy has.
Don, I manalize.
But everything I'm saying here is true.
Oh, I don't manalize false. It's all real.
I'll tell you, there are pictures of Zach and his girlfriend where I truly think they're the most gorgeous specimen I've ever seen in my life.
They are actually the models. This hasn't been reported. They're the models for the the bride and groom on top of wedding cakes.
I believe that.
Yep.
And in fact, if this whole thing works out the wrong way for Zach and Mike White ends up going on to be the starter, I could see them actually just taking on a job where they both go stand on wedding cakes together.
I like a lot of guys.
Like a life-size wedding cake where they would actually stand
on
the top.
Yeah. Yeah, a gigantic cake for rich people. And instead of having the little figurines, you just have Zach and his girlfriend.
Waving.
Another New York athlete spoke.
By the way, I know this. You will care about this, Peter, because you care about these things.
I do.
Wait. It's now 217 today. 217. We're down to 217.
You lost another 2.5 pounds since yesterday.
No, 1 pound.
Yeah, I was at 218. Really?
So you woke up this morning and were down another pound?
Yes.
Making the total, you're down 22.5 pounds in how long?
About 11 days.
I need to – can we get your – Andrew, I know we spoke earlier about Roman Reigns on the show next week for Survivor Series. I'd like to bump him and bring on Michael's personal physician. We need to talk to your doctor, Michael. Don, you agree?
I've got several doctors. I've got a battery of people that work on
that. I don't think what's happening is healthy.
It can't. It can't be healthy.
How do I look?
But come on.
Right now, good, but I'm not. Take your shirt off.
Okay.
No, here we go.
I'm going to take my shirt off.
Let's hear from Kadarius Toney. He was asked about being targeted only one time last week.
How surprised were you that you only ended up with one target the other day?
Oh, we know that is
kind of the way it shook out.
I mean, we won, so I mean, I don't know what to really tell you. We come out victorious, one target. I mean, okay, like, what y'all want to do?
Huh?
Well, I'm fine with that answer. Right?
I didn't hear. I didn't understand what he said.
He said they won anyway.
Yeah.
So
no, that I got. The rest I didn't. What else did he say?
At the end, he said "hurrah," which I think he meant "hoorah." Let's hear it one more time.
Why don't you play the other snotty one that he has?
Hoorah.
Well, hold on. Okay, we do have
Super
another
five.
One.
Well, we have another snotty answer from Kadarius.
He was then asked about what he's doing during the bye.
This is a break now. You know, are you gonna go home? Are you gonna leave town?
I don't disclose my plans to other people I don't know. So I'm just gonna enjoy my time off, get ready for the rest of the season.
Okay. It's not a friendly answer.
No.
But
I get it.
I get it.
I guess he only shows personality in tweets.
You know what? You're the problem. It's people like you.
I'm the problem.
Oh, yeah. Listen, the guy
the
had a
tweet
bad...
he had about Henry Ruggs, that wasn't the problem.
Wait
I'm the problem.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
You're right. But let's not pick on the guy when he didn't say anything wrong.
So you can't say, by the way, I'm going to my aunt's house for porridge. You can't make something up. I'd rather not tell you what I'm doing during my off time.
So,
stop it. I'm not that intrigued. I don't care what you're doing.
Well, I don't know why you asked. Like, does anybody care?
It's a great point, Don. Who cares what Kadarius is doing over Dubai?
Because maybe he's going to say something. I'm going to the pyramids. I want to study the pyramids. They're great works of art. Boom, there's a story. You ask why you ask a question like that.
Yeah, you know what the back page of the Post will be then tomorrow? Pyramid scheme. Kadarius Toney lies, says he's going to Egypt. But we know what he's really doing. He can't win there.
Yeah, like, who cares? But the first answer was the right answer. Hey, yeah, we won the game. It was kind of a trap question by Jordan Ronan. I'm not faulting him for it, but, you know that's a guy that's complained before about how many times he's been targeted. So it's kind of one of those gotcha questions where he could have said, I had a problem with it, or... And he didn't. He answered it the exact right way. So now we got to dig a little deeper.
See, now
he doesn't love the answer that you give for where he's going to be. So let's just jump Tony. Well, I don't have any reason to jump him today.
See, that this is the thing. I think we all need to admit in the sports media, rather than, you know, people criticize the sports media and we always get up in arms and say, no, how dare you. We need to be honest about our flaws as human beings too. And the fact is the sports media does love a gift that keeps on giving at the podium. And now with Kadarius Toney, because of the dumb tweets and his history, he is going to get poked and prodded till he makes a mistake.
Right.
And that doesn't mean he should make a mistake. He's going to have to work very hard. But just to be clear, I think Don's right. People are going to be happy to set traps for him and hope he walks right in.
I will make a promise right now.
Here we go.
If I ever show any flaw, I'll address it. I'll admit it.
But you have a problem with him not disclosing where he is going to spend Dubai.
I don't have a problem. I mean, if the guy sent out an outrageously insensitive tweet, okay? And then we ask him an innocuous question about where is he going? I'm not going to tell you. Who cares? I don't care. You're right. It was a question that I don't care about. But is that the answer to give?
Oh, but you don't tell anybody where you live.
Well, that's a great question.
Because that's because somebody will come and kill me.
But by the way, that's probably what he's thinking.
But if he said I'm going to California, you really got to narrow it down.
Well, listen, I get it, but I'm just saying I don't want to just because he made a mistake. And that's all it was, a mistake in the tweet. It was a tone deaf.
That was not a mistake.
Well, it was a tone deaf, the misrepresentation of the situation.
Oh, my right. God, you guys are putting lipstick on a
pig.
It
was a bad
that
move,
was not a
okay?
mistake.
It was a bad move. I don't know if it makes him a bad guy, but it was a bad move, and we hammered him for it, but that doesn't mean that now we get to hammer him the next 10 times he speaks. Nothing bad happened today.
I'm with Don.
And I do think, and I'm not killing Jordan. He's got a job to do, but that's kind of a gotcha question because you're hoping that he's going to complain.
It sounds like you're killing Jordan.
And he answered it perfectly. So now we got to dig where you're going to be. Well, I don't want to disclose that to strangers. It's kind of a nozzly answer, but he could also have been having fun. I don't know the tone. I didn't know the look on his face when he said it. But just because I didn't like what he did last week doesn't mean I get the hammer of every time the guy speaks.
Now, by the way, he was asked about the tweet. Let's hear what Kadarius had to say about that.
Joe said he talked to you about the tweet the other day. This is the second time that something you said kind of drew attention from the outside.
I mean, it's going to be attention anyway just because of who I am. I mean, anything I say.
Well, exactly, but so what have you learned from that? Like, what was his message to you, and what have you learned from the attention that, you know, you're in a bigger platform now that when you do say these things, people do recognize, so... Do you approach it differently? Do you have to handle it differently? What have you learned in that regard?
Really from Joe. I mean, it's more of, I mean, say what you got to say and mean what you say. I mean, at the end of the day, you shouldn't have to go back and clarify anything that you say, which I'm not doing here, so.
You say because of who you are, Kadarius. Is that because you mean because you're a first-round pick playing in New York, or have you always had?
I mean, everybody in the NFL get the same position I get. Like, no matter what we post, no matter what we do, no matter, like, so it's not specific to me. I'm not no individual. I mean, it's everybody at the end of the day, you know.
You say what you want to say, then. I'm not judging either way, but do you have any regrets for what you said or no?
Like I said, pray for the families involved. How could you regret having empathy for both sides? I don't really get it.
Yes, we say farewell, and we go to the radio vehicle. You guys want to do a little more on the other side?
Sure, I'd love it.
All right, more ENN right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save, also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Back to Peter.
So we closed out there before we went to break with Tony talking about the... Henry Ruggs tweet doesn't seem to be backing off of his original statement much. But I do understand what he's saying about having empathy for both sides, but I think that's all about timing and how you phrase that.
It wasn't phrased right. And I thought the timing of it was a little off. It was still very, very fresh. All the focus at that moment should have been about the victims. And I thought it was just a little tone deaf. And clearly the Giants did. But I think the sentiment is no different. Here is the diff. The way Carr handled it was pretty much saying the same thing, but in a much better manner.
Yes. Listen, there is nothing wrong with the sentiment of caring about the fact that Henry Ruggs has thrown his life away, and that being really sad. It's okay to have empathy for people who make awful mistakes. But in the initial moment... You know, trying to defend him too much because people are upset about what he did is just it's not a fruitful endeavor. Speaking of some negative stories in football, Dalvin Cook spoke publicly for the first time since being accused of assault by a former girlfriend that he reportedly, allegedly assaulted during an altercation in November 2020. That's a year ago. He deferred questions to his attorneys and gave a short statement saying in part, quote, "I'm the victim in the situation. The truth and the details about the situation will come out." A summons and complaint was filed in Dakota County, Minnesota, accusing him of assault, battery, and false imprisonment. She has a year, the alleged victim, from the time of the filing to file a lawsuit against him. The Vikings said they're in the process of gathering information. He was at practice today, but Coach Zimmer said he's not sure what his status will be Sunday for the Chargers game.
Now, did you see the pictures of her?
I did not.
And not good.
Yeah, she was beaten up pretty bad. So I'd like to hear his side of the story.
Because these pictures are not.
And it better not be, well, she hit me first. Or she threatened me. Because you're an NFL football player, and I think you can do better defending yourself than that being the end result. But let's hear what he has to say, but I can't for the life of me think of anything he could say that would justify that response.
He's supposedly filing suit back as well. So we'll see how that nastiness plays out. You guys want to hear from Don's favorite basketball player?
Yeah.
Damian Lillard?
That's right.
The logo.
Let's hear from the logo, Damian Lillard, talking about NBA officiating this season.
The way the game is being officiated is unacceptable. They go too deep into it, so they make a big deal out of it. But the explanations that does get it missed, I mean, come on. I felt like coming in, the rule change wouldn't affect me because I don't do the trick to referees. I don't do the trick plays. And it just is unacceptable, man.
People
are these
happy.
Cuts, like, specifically made that it's hard to understand?
Well, that was clearly a Zoom, I would think, right?
That sounded like a Zoom to me.
That sounds
unless he has just permanent Zoom voice, even in real life. a rare condition.
Hey, it's tough. Whenever there's a rule change in any sport, you're telling players to now to adjust, and it's hard to do.
Better for the game. They have to realize that. Oh. It's better for the game. Nobody wants to see people go to the free throw line.
Absolutely. But when you played a certain length of time in your career a certain way, and now you got to change it, there's going to be adjustments.
Yep.
But I'm with you. Nobody wants to see a parade to the foul line.
It's not great.
Not what you want.
No, it can make the end of a basketball game just absolutely miserable. Back to the NFL, Odell Beckham Jr. supposedly very close to making a decision between Kansas City, Green Bay, and New Orleans.
You're
gotta
so
put New England
Peter.
In there too.
And oh yeah, New England, there's a push too. Now, the interesting thing about those first three, more so than New England, the first three, he is absolutely not the best receiver on any of those teams. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he might be the best receiver with Thomas out.
With Thomas out, yes, but that won't last, right?
Well, Thomas out the rest of the year.
But, I mean, assuming that becomes a place that's a permanent solution for him.
But why wouldn't he be on his best behavior? Forget, I think New Orleans, I think Peter's absolutely right. New Orleans is thrown out there because that's home.
Yeah, I don't think it's what he really wants.
But I think the Chiefs still fancy themselves a playoff team, and certainly the Packers are a team that might get a bye. So why would he go there, complain about not getting the ball, you know, have a problem with Aaron Rodgers? Then what kind of contract are you going to get at the end of the year? Now it's like you have a problem with every quarterback? You burn bridges in New York, you burn bridges in Cleveland, now you're going to burn bridges in Green Bay or in Kansas City? I would think he'd be on his best behavior.
If you were to pick right now what you think's most likely. Michael, you all right over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Sounds like you like maybe there was an ad on a YouTube video or something you're watching.
I don't watch YouTube, so I don't
know. Don, did you hear something like that?
I definitely heard something.
Yeah.
I assumed it was Peter. That's my bad.
Yeah,
but
it's
history
okay.
Kind of dictates that was a
sure.
fair guess.
And see, I own my mistakes. You have the right to do that because I've made that mistake. But
so clearly, if something happened with Michael, then he should admit it because it definitely was not me.
Michael, anything you want to tell us?
No, nothing.
Wow.
So this is just going to go unidentified.
I don't even allow my wife. Not I want to say allow.
So, Peter, the next time it happens to you, deny, deny, deny.
I like when the public can really get a view of what's really going on. You know, you hear it. It was like asking a little kid, Don, it's like, Marco, did you eat the cookie? No.
Oh, Marco he's the king of liars. It's amazing.
Listen, it came from my phone, you jerks, okay?
Well, that's all we were.
But it wasn't like when Peter is like, producing his second album. No. I was looking at Instagram, and for some reason, sound came on. I wasn't doing anything.
You know what? You're worse than Kadarius Toney. You're lashing out at. You don't blame us.
Hey,
we didn't ask anything harsh.
What happened just now with Michael's audio was exactly what it sounds like when it happens with Peter.
Yeah.
But Peter's doing something other than the show. I'm looking for information on the show.
That
and
may
for
be.
Some reason, something kicked in. And that dance that people do on TikTok, the sun goes down.
But to deny.
It was sad. Anyways, something positive from the Giants. Giant safety, Xavier McKinney. NFC Defensive Player of the Week.
That's right.
Why not? Sealed the game with his second interception in that win over the Raiders.
And that first one was a pick six.
Pretty good week.
Pretty good.
A little trivia, guys. A little Giants trivia.
Ooh, I love this. Ooh.
McKinney is the third Giants player this season to win a Player of the Week award. Who are the other two?
Graham Gano.
Yeah, that's definitely it.
Graham, and yes.
I think Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones.
In New Orleans game. No, the Gano was in the New Orleans game. So the other one would have had to come in a loss. No, let me think.
They have three wins, though.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about Jones' other win.
Turn 92. Dear God.
Oh, look at that. No, I'm going to go Jones.
That's right.
Dear God.
it's Daniel Jones. Oh... Now, Don, I was thinking, we had a great conversation earlier about the Mount Rushmore of Philly. What do you think? What was that?
That was me.
You know, this is fundamentally the difference between me and Michael. He just yawned, which is completely rude.
Yeah. Disgusting.
And after that segment, Andrew, what did I say to you down the line?
We could do the next 2 hours on it. You would love
right.
the rest
and
of
with,
the
show. Fascinating.
With zero audience.
Well, listen, Michael, you know what?
We could do on like prostate exams too. We could do 2 hours out of anything. We have to serve an audience.
Well, no, obviously I know.
Why would
that.
A New York audience care about a Philadelphia?
Well, exactly. And then what else did I say, Andrew?
We should do one on New York.
Exactly. See, because I know, but it was a spontaneous moment. You do what you normally do when you're not interested, completely, go behind the curtain and disappear.
Because I'm trying to serve the listeners.
Make it better.
Trying to serve the listeners.
First of all, I'm not from Philly. I have no connection to Philly, and I find it interesting. I mean, our audience aren't a bunch of xenophobic lunatics. They may like to talk about other things, but Don, what I was thinking was this could transfer into a beautiful Daily Don where you pick a place and you give the top five most meaningful characters, fictional, non-fictional, whoever, from that place. Because, by the way, we were going all night last night. Germany, which, by the way, major positions for Hitler and Hasselhoff.
Oh, my God.
I mean, literally.
Like, flush it.
I was going place by place. Merkel. Merkel's a huge all-time name. These are the people that are most synonymous with the place. Now, unfortunately, the Mount Rushmore of America has kind of decided already. They actually did a Mount Rushmore for that. But
that's of all just presidents.
But those are just presidents. That's a great – Don? A great point. You could do the real top five, because let's be honest, can we just be real for a second? Teddy Roosevelt's not in there. God bless him. Teddy Roosevelt's not in the real top five.
You want me to do a top five
Americans of all time?
Top five Americans of all time. And not have it like ruffle feathers politically.
Right, because you're going to come down on a political line. Somebody might say Ronald Reagan is one of the top five Americans of all time.
Well, how about,
and then on the other side of the aisle, they'd say no.
But I think there are a lot of politicians on that list.
How about top five
Americans?
Yeah, non-political.
Mike and Mindy could say George McGovern is one of the top five Americans.
But that's political.
But my parents. But the difference is my parents aren't hacks, so they wouldn't say that. And if someone comes out and throws George Washington or Abe Lincoln on the list, I don't think they're going to be like straddling the party line.
Now, Don, why don't you do tomorrow a top 10? No, make a top 10 New York athletes. Top 10.
Now you've just bored it. Like that's what you did. You put your fat hands in it and you made it boring. Like, we had something that was really interesting.
First of all, who the hell are you to decide who the top five Americans of all time are?
That is so outside the box, Michael. The top 10 athletes of all time. We're actually doing nuance here, man.
Well, but I don't really care.
On people,
I don't care who you think are the top five Americans of all time. Who are you to judge that?
Well, who are we to judge? He could judge the top five Americans just as he could top five athletes. He's an American.
He's a sports guy. He's more of a sports guy than
an
American.
You know what? You're just so weird. And you totally, you take your perspective and view of things, and you grade it so high. But anyone else's, you have two co-hosts who might find something fascinating, it means zero to you in terms of what the audience could
because
think.
I have my finger on the pulse of the audience. You guys don't.
No.
You guys,
three of
you
us,
guys do your own third. Little reindeer games, of and you don't care what the audience thinks. Peter, you interrupted a segment earlier about the top five Philadelphia Mount Rushmore people. Who in New York gives a damn?
I do.
You're not a New Yorker.
I'm sorry.
But it's not like
know.
New York doesn't have an opinion on Philly.
And by the way, I'm sorry. Hold on, real quick. You think our audience? What percentage do you think of our audience? You think I'm the only person who moved here? Everyone else had to be born. Don's not even a New Yorker.
Technically, no.
Thank you, Don.
I will come up with a nice top five tomorrow.
You know what? I'm sick, and I'm disgusted.
I'm an American.
And I'm glad, I'm grateful that happened. And the last thing I'll say is congratulations going out to Paul Rudd, who was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Really? And you know who has long been on that gravy train?
Who's that?
Jodi Ann Applegate.
Yeah, Nancy too. Nancy
when
too.
I told her today, she goes, what took them so long?
Yeah.
Women love Paul Rudd. So do men.
I'm a fan.
He's fantastic. I've met Paul Rudd one time.
Big time, didn't he?
No, not at all. Not a big timey guy at all. But also doesn't give off sexy in real life. He's sort of like.
But that's sexy.
He's aloof. Yeah. He's aloofy. He's kind of aloof and goofy. Aloofy.
Big baseball fan, Don. Big baseball fan.
Cardinals fan, no.
Yeah, I think, yeah, because he's also a Chief fan in football. He was born in Passaic, New Jersey.
No,
he's
a Royal fan. Sorry,
I think
he's
a Royals fan. Yeah.
He's a Royal fan.
Yeah.
Not a Cardinal fan. Same difference. That'll do it for ENN. Thank you, Don, on this
great
Wednesday, November 10th.
We'll be back and argue more in just a moment right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.